This is the Iowa Business Report Thursday edition with support from TotallyIowa.com, the website with Iowa-centric books, CDs, and DVDs. Shipped directly to you from TotallyIowa.com. Meg Schneider has recently assumed the role of Vice President of Strategic Initiatives and Member Engagement with the Iowa Association of Business and Industry. She told me why businesses should consider joining a broad-based group like ABI in addition to groups tied to their specific industries.
It's a great benefit because you can then compare notes that are in parallel industries or have similar experiences. And then it's also a ripple effect benefit because some of them end up doing business with one another. So that multiplies within the Iowa economy. One of the key reasons would be advocacy. We have top-notch advocacy folks on our team that are always at the State House watching policy, taking feedback from our members on what are some of those issues or barriers to their growth in the state, and then making sure that we're up there championing that and continuing to build a great place for them to grow their businesses. We have amazing stories just from launching the Coolest Thing in Iowa initiative. So doing more of that and working with our business members to identify additional solutions that we can provide for them. In many ways, they have different challenges, but in many ways, they have similar challenges. And that's absolutely what ABI is here to help them solve.
Voting in the round of eight in the Coolest Thing Made in Iowa contest sponsored by Iowa ABI ends tonight. And we'll have more on the group on the Iowa Business Report this weekend on many of these stations. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from TotallyIowa.com, where you can order a trio of books by Tim Harwood on various Iowa hockey teams at TotallyIowa.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.